Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. All right, it's good to be with you here on a Friday. We'll get back into the games a little bit in the noon hour. Something interesting happened yesterday, and it was as it pertains to game watching. I have I've redone my basement to have the 3 TV set up, and this is a good time for it during March Madness. I even got an official March Madness logo that my Uncle Ted took from the basket support at Pittsburgh last year. He went to the games, and you know how the basket support's right behind it. There was like this three-dimensional Velcroed March Madness logo. The games had ended, and Uncle Ted walked down there and
stole it.
I think he asked if anything was going to happen. If anybody know what's going to happen? Somebody said, you can take it, I think. I don't want to impugn Uncle Ted here, but he grabbed it and he gave it to me. So I've got this cool March Madness logo that's in the middle of the 3 TVs. I'm telling that as a backdrop because Evan yesterday told us that you also have a 3 TV setup.
Love it.
Yeah.
My March Madness logo is Izzo yelling at a student.
Oh, God. Dude, you need to calm down. We just moved past that. You want to get it going again? You want to reignite this? Is this what you want to do all day?
Stop it, Evan.
Anyway, so yet you're here until 2:00 yesterday.
Correct.
And then you went home. You work on the website, and you can do that from home. And yeah, you wanted to go home to watch the games and continue to
Thank
work.
Thank goodness I did, too. I would have been going crazy here yesterday.
You would have died here. But anyway, you had a buddy that wanted to take advantage of the 3 TVs. You let him into your house, or would you tell him where the key was hidden or what?
No, he actually already has a key for just these kind of instances. If you got to get away, you got to get away. You know what I mean?
Why, he must be married. Is he married?
Is he married?
Yes. All right, there you
go. Wow. You have a buddy? Wait a second.
I love it. You're a good friend, Evan.
You have a great married friend. Buddy that has a key to your house?
Actually, my two friends that have kids, they both have a key to my house.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
Evan is a great friend.
You are a good friend.
Want to get away. I'm their Snickers bar.
You're their flop house.
Yeah.
The safe house.
Am I, as a married man, father of three, am I missing out? Should I have a key to somebody else's house?
Absolutely.
Sounds like you don't have any friends.
Oh, no, we all got one single friend we can look at and point to.
Where are you looking? What are you looking over here for?
Yeah. I'm giving you the Izzo finger point right now.
We're all pointing at you, Gabe.
Do I have to grab your wrist, too?
Can I have a key to your house?
Sounds like he should have a gift for us all on Monday.
We can work something out.
Really? Kang, do you have a key to somebody else's house?
No, but I know where they hide their keys.
Yeah, I got no problem with it. If they want to, I trust them enough that I know they're not going to do anything crazy. Unless they do something crazy.
Well, you trust them for now.
Yeah.
So your boy has a key to your house.
Yeah.
Did he ask, or does he just show up and let himself in?
He asked if my alarm was on.
That's the extent of it? He didn't say, can I come over and watch the games on your 3 TVs?
No, when you give somebody a key, you're saying you're welcome here whenever.
Okay, I would appreciate a heads up. That's all.
You don't want us just showing up at your house.
Let me know that you're
coming by, and I'm cool with it.
I think I can agree to those terms. That makes all the sense in the world. I can't believe your buddy just...
Hooked me up.
He didn't say, can I go to your house and watch games? He just asked if the alarm was on.
Correct.
Kang, if you want to come by someday after work, because you're like, I do not want to go home right now, it's cool.
But you're not home, and that's still cool?
Yeah, if you let me know about it, sure.
Yeah, I always give you the heads up. I don't want to be chilling there when you walk in the door.
I might be crazy, but I think this is highly unusual.
I don't think it's highly unusual.
Kang was blown away when I told him this yesterday.
I think it's highly unusual.
I blew his mind, like with Arby's and horsey sauce. He had no idea what was going on.
Okay, so your buddy...
I didn't think it was strange.
Buddy goes over, lets himself into your house, doesn't even really announce that he's coming over, just asks if your alarm's on.
Yeah.
It's your basement, right?
Yeah.
Goes into your basement, fires up the 3 TVs.
Got it going.
Okay,
here's
the other thing that's always... I mean, we all know about the Matrix that's trying to figure out foreign remotes.
Well,
remote controls. That can be very difficult.
Yeah.
But he's been there before, so he knows how it
works.
Yeah,
he knows how to use
them.
And I could have changed the channels from here if I needed to for him.
I find this fascinating.
It's awesome. That's what friends are for, man.
Well, what'd you do yesterday?
Well, I did something similar. But I don't... My buddy Andy doesn't have a key to the house. He came over, three TVs, watching the games. And my wife knows that, hey, we're going to have a bit of an animal day and that there's just going to be 10 straight hours of watching games. And I put in a giant deposit to the Bank of Goodwill on Wednesday so that Thursday I could watch as much as I wanted without any guilt or any ramifications, which may or may not be the case. You never know. But she got stuck at one kid's practice that ran long and my son needed to get to soccer practice and it was our day to carpool and she was going to take them. So I turned to Andy and I said, you're in charge because other people were coming over.
Yeah, you left them.
Let them in the house. You know where the beer is. If the food shows up, it's already paid for. Just, you know, give them the tip and we'll be good. And I left them in the house alone.
It's probably more unusual to be able to do that at someone's house who's married and has kids as opposed to, say, Evan's house where it's Evan.
Yeah.
I mean, the fiance doesn't live with you.
No.
Because this is going to come to an end.
Yeah, this is over. You do realize
it's done.
Over.
When are you getting married?
I'm the last February. Safe house.
Yeah, you're the flop. You're the new flop house.
Yep. Yeah.
So after February, and when this happens for you,
I'm going to need a key to Gator's house.
Okay.
As well.
I can't believe this. I'm getting a key to Gator's house.
It is a huge development. Can we each have a room?
No, but here's what happened. You know. You're more than welcome.
Be careful the towel policy.
But get the towel.
Hang up the towels and we're good, right?
It's not hard to follow. It's really simple.
I won't trash your house like Doug.
Common etiquette.
Shane Green agreed with me.
Plus, you're cool because you've got a dog.
I am cool.
So you're cool with dogs.
Yeah.
So Lois would love to see
him. Well, I don't know about a tiger.
It's a wolf.
It's a coyote.
It's a wild animal.
I like dogs. I mean, it's a lynx.
No, Lois will sit with you on the couch. She'd love to sit with you on the couch.
That is cool.
While you're watching basketball.
But yeah, we all need a single friend who allows us over.
Thank you very,
very
much.
Thank you, Gator. All right.
But is this unusual to have people over at your house while you're not there?
Or maybe I'm just an amazingly great friend.
You're getting good positive feedback so far.
I will say that one time early on in my home ownership days, and I had a roommate, I came home and there were like 10 people at my house. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like, oh, we're just hanging out. We're thinking about going out. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I had a long day working the Tigers game or something like that. It had been late in the night. And I walk into my house and there's someone in my bathroom who was getting out of the shower.
That's great.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
The shower
isn't
open.
I don't even know this person. It was a friend of my roommate's. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I was just taking a shower. I'm like, get out of my house right now.
Okay, that's weird as hell.
That's weird as hell, right?
I've never heard this story before.
The shower is a bit much.
Are you think?
I agree with that one.
I was like, what the hell is going on?
That's insane.
It's insane. It's insane. How would my roommate have let that happen?
And what did you tell him?
I yelled at him. I'm like, don't ever.
This isn't a movie plot, is it?
No, not
at
all.
He wagged his finger in his face.
Don't you do that! Don't ever let somebody do something like that in my house again.
I allowed my friends.
Keep this in mind. This is my house. You pay me rent.
Yeah, that's
allegedly.
Well, or give a heads up, right? Can you give a heads up and say, "Hey, I got a buddy. He's coming over."
Well, I don't mind if you look. You live in a house. You want to have some friends over and have a couple beers before you go out. That's cool. That's fine. Right up until the point where the guy wants to take a shower in my house.
That's your roommate's fault.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He should have been kicked out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's eviction.
I feel like we should go fight this guy.
We got to make sure when we all get keys to Gator's house, we need to make sure that we have rules. Should we offer I don't want there to be any ambiguity. Any listeners out there, should we give them keys too?
No.
Oh, okay.
We can hold a contest,
like a contest,
maybe.
Yeah. We talked to the promotion department.
One winner gets a key to Gator's.
What's everyone bringing to the table?
Yeah, what are you bringing to the table to get a key to Gator's Flophouse? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So the married guy Flophouse is a concept I had no idea was standard operating procedure. But Evan just let us know, and he's got his own house, but he's getting married next February. But for now, he's got two married friends that have a key to his house. It's like their flop house. And He had friends over letting themselves in, not even asking, just letting themselves in and watching games on his three TV setup yesterday. But, I mean, so Kang and
how do you do that without even asking?
I mean, what, I don't know. I'll agree that if your house becomes the flop house for Kang and I, that we will, I'll ask.
Yeah, I'm always going to give you a heads up. Always.
I appreciate that, guys. Yeah, just give me a heads up.
But, I mean, if you're married, you have kids, this is a game changer.
It's a total
this
game changer.
This is like...
safe haven, man.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get away sometimes. And now that I'll be negotiating with Evan while you guys do the rest of the show on how I can get one of these keys.
The thing about Evan's house is good game watching place. I've never been to Evan's house. Have you ever been to Evan's house?
The sketchy area. I don't know if I want to.
Anybody?
I've not been to Evan's house, no.
All right. Anyway.
I don't have the three TV setup.
No, you don't.
You go to different rooms. If you want to.
You've got an awesome bachelor pad. But the game watching setup. Anyway, here's some feedback coming in. Evan just gained so much respect. Wow, that's awesome. That's from Pat in Ann Arbor. Is Evan taking applications for like-minded friends? That's from Tony in Oxford. My three friends I've known for 35 years all have keys to my house and can come over whenever. Granted, they are like my brothers. That's from Sean in White Lake.
Kind of feel like you got to be in the top 10.
Boy, I'd say it'd be higher than top 10.
Yeah, more.
Keys?
Listen, I just thought it like... it lets you guys feel better about it. But yeah, probably top five.
My friends now seem like they suck. I want to be Evan's friend. I have the key to one of my friend's house and the code for the garage door to another's. That's from John and Flint. My mind is blown also. I'm calling my single friend today. I love this idea. That's from Roy. You're a saint, Evan. That's from Jake. From Dominic in Plymouth. I have a key and the garage code to my best friend's house and... have the welcome to stop by anytime I want. I've even stayed there when they were out of town because I was passing through town since they live 2 hours away. Dude, I went to Arby's last week and I mixed horsey and Arby's sauce. Amazing. Also opened up the sauce cup to a little plate. Amazing again. That's from Pat and Canton.
Wow.
Yeah, the sauce cup at Arby's. Somebody pointed out a life cheat that you could open it up Kang and make did. a little plate. Was it Kang? Was it you?
Yeah, during spring training. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Game changer.
Game changer. Life changer.
I'm a Michigan fan that's been defending Izzo all day, so can I get a key gator? That's from Corey and Holly.
Sorry, Corey.
From an unnamed texter, I'll provide a nonstop stream of gruesome injury videos for a key to Gator's house.
Yes, that's not going to work for him.
Good luck.
Kang and I would love that. My friends and I have a key code to my door if we're close. My wife and I both come home to find friends in the house. It's just a normal day. Usually stock the fridge if they stop over.
Wow.
I should get an extra key to Gator's house. I'm a chef, and I'm the guy that always comes with hands full of booze and food, and I'm a sports nut. That's from Victor.
It's not a bad idea. No. I would hope that, for Evan's friends that do this, I would hope there's some benefit to Evan as well. I mean, he's providing quite the service.
Yeah. Is there a benefit?
I mean...
Evan, is there any benefit to your friends having keys to your house? Anything for you? Do you get anything out of it?
Yeah, you drop off some food for you or anything?
No, I mean, I didn't. They drank waters and Diet Cokes and Bubblies.
But did they leave anything?
Yeah. They leave anything.
You know, just some good hearty laughs and moral support.
All right.
Moral support.
I was a wreck yesterday during that game, and my one friend that was over is a Michigan fan, and he didn't attack me, which I appreciated.
I will tell you this. You were apparently the exact opposite of Gator, because my man here wasn't worried at all.
Well, I was getting frustrated and upset, but I wasn't scared.
The final 7 minutes of the game, I watched standing up like I was Jim Harbaugh on a sideline with my hands on my knees.
I will tell you this. I had the thought, if Michigan State loses, the first thing I thought of is Stoney is going to text Evan. And Evan is going to want to kill Stoney. Stoney,
I would have flown to Vegas, punched him in the face, and then flown back.
Stoney is the guy in the office that just walks up to people. It's after big losses and just says, "Hey, what happened to your boys?" Like,
oh, he did that to Will. Well, years ago in the Stanley Cup.
It was amazing.
Oh my God!
Will Birchfield is our web writer for the website, and he's out in Des Moines right now writing great stuff on Michigan and Michigan State. Go to 97.1 The Ticket to read it, but. He's from the East Coast, and he's a giant Rangers fan. And the Rangers lost Like, didn't they get swept?
It was like they got blown out a game or something like that. Five goals. Yeah, he gave up five goals.
They gave up five goals in the deciding game of a series and were bounced out of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And what did Stoney say to
him? Stoney walks up there. There's no one in. There's no one here. It's really early in the morning. So I think it was just me and Will over in the bullpen area. But I'm like, you know, a few cubicles away from him. So I hear the whole conversation. Stoney comes out of the studio, walks up to Will. Will's just writing at his computer. He goes, huh, you can't give up five goals and expect to win, yeah. And so, you know, Will doesn't say anything. He's like, yeah. Stoney turns around, walks back in the studio. I hear Will go, no kidding, you can't give up more than five goals.
I absolutely love Mike Stone.
But he's like Captain Obvious when it comes to your team.
When your team loses,
thank you.
He's right there to tell you about it. And
but he doesn't realize.
I don't know, but
no kidding, you gotta kick it.
He was fit of rage, but he waited for Stoney to walk away because he's like, I don't want to engage in this conversation. We just got an interesting tweet from Theos. Deshaun Theos. Can you take a poll? I kind of feel like this is kind of a white guy thing. Key to your friend's house. Is it a white guy thing?
I don't know.
Shorts when the first day it's 55 degrees out in the spring?
I don't know.
Maybe it is. Gator, I will bring buffalo chicken dip, some corn chips, and some butterscotch moonshine. That's from Jeff in Ann Arbor. I don't know. Since I have a key to your house coming up here, I like this guy. Buffalo chicken dip's great. Can we give him a key?
No.
Okay. Gator, you should room with Chaldean and Albanian Martin. That would have makings of a reality show. I will say this. I would love it if Chaldean and Albanian Martin had a key to your house.
They wouldn't have keys to the house, but we really do need to sit down with both of those young men and watch a Lions game together.
I think we've talked about that for years. We've never quite gotten around.
You'll watch it at Evan's house.
Yeah. Which one hates the Lions and they're always going to let him down?
That is
Chaldean, right?
I think
the one that hates the Lions.
Well, I think Albanian Martin is the one that
loves the Lions.
Loves the Lions.
We're going 16-0, boys. And then Chaldean calls up and goes, "What's that guy talking about?" Anyway,
my boys.
I think Chaldean Martin would like Evan's house because other NFL games would be on the other two TVs. And he wouldn't have to watch the Lions. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Well, God bless you, Evan. And I had a form of this yesterday. My buddy Andy, I had to run my son to soccer practice and run the carpool. So I was gone for like half an hour. And he had the house under control and left them there in the basement. TV's on. And he let other people in. So worked out.
Doug, if you were single, would you let your friends come over when you're not there?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose it sounds like I should, but this sounds like such a foreign concept to me.
I'm not sure.
I don't know that this is standard operating procedure.
It's not standard. That's for sure.
I think there had to be ground rules in place.
And you got to trust the friends that you're letting this have access.
Look, I mean, am I leaving my friend the key so that he can have sex with somebody in my house? No.
What about if he's just got to drop dirty? Can he drop dirty?
Sometimes you got to go. Absolutely.
That's solid. We've all had that emergency. Right. Yeah. Hey, absolutely. I'm really sorry.
I'm in the area. But I got to go, man.
I got the backdoor quick steps, and I got to go.
I was years ago at a Super Bowl party, and a friend of mine had just moved back into town. He had a house in Birmingham, and the party I was at was kind of like Birmingham Royal Oak border. And I said, and this is my buddy Grush, and I said, Grush, I'm not feeling so great. And I really don't want to have to get funny over here in this house during a party. He goes, yeah, I know. I've never seen your house. Then you just moved here. Is it cool if at some point we can go over there and check it out? And, you know, I have to do what I got to do. And he goes, absolutely. He goes, just let me know. I said, okay. So like an hour later, the party's still going on. And I'm like, and there's still like 30 people in this house.
It's reaching critical mass.
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't going to happen. I can't do this here. I just go, Grush. All I had to say was, Grush. He grabbed his keys just because you hear the sound the keys make when he grabbed them. He goes, let's go.
That's so great.
He drove to his house. It was awesome.
Every guy's been there.
Yeah.
I've got a developing situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Factories at work.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.